This is Dr. Oliveira dictating for September the 23rd, 2024. The first patient is Margaret McCubson. The last name is M like in Mike, A like in Alpha, K like in Kilo, U like in Uniform, P like in Peter, S like in Sierra, O like in Oliver, and N like in November. Margaret. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old female that has a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The patient is treated with a levothyroxine. The thyroid is stimulating immunoglobulin is with the normal limits. TSH, T3, and T4 are with the normal limits. We are going to make sure that the patient continues to take that same supplementation. The following number is a chronic kidney disease. Stage 2. This patient has been recovering kidney function. The blood pressure has been under control. Hydralazine has been stopped. Nifedipine is in place now. Blood pressure is under better control. The estimated GFR is 68 with a creatinine of 0.9, a BUN of 14, and a BUN creatinine ratio that is 16. Following number. Proteinuria. This patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 320. These numbers remain elevated, and I think at this point it's in the best interest to start the patient on an SGLT2 inhibitor. In order to have control of the proteinuria and the cardioprotective and renoprotective effect of the medication. In case that the medicines don't be approved, we are going to consider the administration of Kerendia, Kerendia. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 5.9, and the blood sugar has been under control. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that has improved. The serum cholesterol it went down from 2.66 to 236 with a triglyceride of 171, HDL 51, and the calculated LDL is 151. The patient continues to treat this hyperlipidemia with diet and exercise. Period. Following number. The patient had no evidence of anemia. Iron stores are satisfactory. The hemoglobin went up to 11.9. Period. Following number. Obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease. At the present time, is undergoing cardiac reevaluation. I have to point out that we explain the side effects of the Farxiga in terms of polyuria and glucosuria and the possibility of urinary tract infection and decreasing the blood pressure. How to be attentive to any complications related to that. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The time spent in the service, this was a telehealth consultation. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face and in the documentation ordering the labs, 12 minutes.